We are now going to begin the meditation. So find your posture. Chin at a 90 degree angle. Eyes up a little bit from midline. Your spine straight. Your hands resting on your thighs. And your feet flat on the floor. Imagine that the earth's energy is coming up through the base of your feet. It may feel like a warmth or a tingle. And let it surround your feet. They do so much work for you. They carry you around. So massage your feet chakras and let the energy surround your feet inside and into your toes. And then let it begin to travel up your lower leg, across your knees, and under your knees, and over your thighs, and into your pelvis. Now feel the chair that you're sitting on, and know that the chair is supporting you, so you do not have to hold any tension in your muscles to keep yourself sitting up. So allow your lower body to rest into the chair. And then let the energy continue to travel up to your lower back, into your stomach, and up a little from there until you feel the back of the chair on your back. And allow yourself, with a straight spine, to let the back of the chair support you. You do not have to hold yourself up. You can rest into the chair with a straight spine. Allow the energy, possibly a tingle, to continue to work its way up across your heart chakra, up into your chest and up your back, until it reaches your shoulders, and then it begins to travel down your arms, across your elbows, into your forearms and wrists, and into your hands, where it pools. It does not come out the end of your fingertips. It pools around, massaging the bones and the cartilage on the inside of your hands. Your hands do so much for you and get so little appreciation. So give them a nod of appreciation for all they do. And swirl that energy around, staying inside, side of your hands. You might feel more tingle here. It's a little easier sometimes to feel it in your hands. But that's just a sign of your energy, and it's actually everywhere in your body because you are made of energy. Then bring the energy back up through your wrists and up your arms, across your elbows, up into your shoulders, and now into the base of your neck. And then imagine that there is a string that's attached to the top of your spinal cord, and it's being pulled up a little bit higher so that you're a little bit more straight now. And your shoulders may be going back a little bit more, but they're still letting the gravity bring them down. So it's a straight but comfortable position, and your breathing is free-flowing due to this position of your spine. And now let your head rest comfortably on your neck, and your neck rest comfortably on your body. And then bring the energy back up your neck and up and over the back of your head. When it gets to the top of your head and it's about to come over onto your forehead, it begins to feel warmer and perhaps even like a liquid, almost like a honey. As it drifts down over the top of your forehead, your forehead relaxes, your eyebrows go down and relax, your eye muscles relax, your eyes relax, and the warm energy continues to go down over your cheeks, and your jaw relaxes, perhaps your jaw opens a bit, your lips part, and allow your tongue to comfortably fall to the bottom of your mouth. And if at any time in your meditation you feel that your thoughts are getting a little too monkey chatter, You can notice that your tongue is probably going to help if you put it back to the bottom of your mouth and let it rest there to calm your thoughts. And now your face is completely relaxed. So imagine that you are within your three etheric bodies, mental body, emotional body, and physical body, which make up your aura. And let your mental body be aware that it is as awake and aware as the sun when it shines through a blanket of clouds, making your mind distilled and focused on that place opening up between the clouds. And let your emotional body be like a clear, trickling stream that is quietly flowing smoothly. And let your physical body be as still as the moon's reflection on a silent lake in this meditation. Now, let your body and your awareness gently rest on your breathing as you enter into your silent meditation. I want to do a body scan to note if there's anywhere that has become tense or rigid. Check your jaw, your face, your shoulders, your thighs. And if they have become tense or rigid, imagine just like a wave. But now that you're aware, it just breaks the tension and it rolls to shore and becomes flat and relaxed once again. begin to come out of this meditation slowly to preserve the halo effect as long as possible. So allow yourself to feel the chair that you're sitting on and leaning against once again. Allow yourself to feel your feet on the floor and feel the air against your skin. Notice any sounds that there are around you, bringing your attention back into the room. Put your head down a few degrees so that your eyes will be facing the floor about 3 feet in front of you. And open your eyes to let in just a little bit of light and then shut them again. Take a breath or two. To open your eyes a little bit more, letting in a little bit more light. Again, keeping them down towards the floor. And you might want to wiggle your fingers and wiggle your toes. And then you'll bring yourself to another opening of your eyes and perhaps decide to keep them open this time. It's a soft glaze. It's not an abrupt opening. It's a soft, slow opening of your eyes and bringing your neck up and bringing yourself back into the room. You may feel that you want to stretch. Bend down over your knees towards the floor. Put your hands over your head. Whatever you feel like, do it. Slowly, because your body has relaxed. You want to keep everything from being moved too quickly. And you can sit here for as long as you like. Have the halo effect, maybe jot down a thought or two of what happened during your meditation, if something stands out, or go about your day, again, getting up slowly, being steady on your feet.